Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing, I Will Follow You, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, Faith in That Name, from Acts chapter 3, verses 11 to 19.
Follow you. Do you love? got your Bibles in the book of Acts, chapter 3, and if you don't have your Bibles, we'll have scripture, of course, on the screens behind me. We're talking about faith in His name today, and our text is found in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 11 through 19. I want to begin by saying today that earlier in this particular chapter, if you go back and read it, you'll find that a great miracle had happened. Peter and John, of course, had appeared there at the gate, and this lame man was there and asking for alms, and they said, "Silver and gold, we don't have. But such as we give, we will give you in the name of Jesus." Amen. The miracle was accomplished. And understand today, miracles are accomplished by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Maybe you're sitting in this church this morning, and maybe you're in a position, place, or situation in life today, you need a miracle. And as we prayed earlier, there were miracle needs for people that have health issues going on. There were miracle needs for maybe things going on in your individual life, your personal life, in your home life, in your job, in your finance. I mean, the total being, the total person today encompasses a lot of things that needs God's help. But I want you to know today, and I want you to know something, that there's a miracle today for you in that name that is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He today can perform a miracle in your life, but you've got to provide today some faith in the Lord and trust Him in all things today and know that He can do all things today, as I shared with you. And as Ephesians 3 and 20 tells us, He does them exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Now, what we're talking about at the name of Jesus, there's healing. I believe as we look around this room this morning, and as we know of other folks who are not able to be with us that are going through times of cancer and other issues and facing surgeries and sicknesses and all types of bugs that are out there and everything else that's going on, we know that there's a healing today that God can perform and God will perform today. There may today, at the name of Jesus, I want you to know there's today hope for your marriage today. Maybe you're going through some shaky places today in your relationship. I want you to know today God can turn these things around at the name of Jesus. I'm glad every bondage can be broken today. And bondage just doesn't come in a bottle or in a syringe. Bondage comes in many other various ways and forms and things. I mean, you know, you can be in bondage today and not even realize it. But I'm glad today we have such a Savior who will deliver you from any bondage that's got you enshackled and today enslaved. At the name of Jesus, there's a peace even in the midst of the pains of life that we encounter. You know, we'd like to think, man, a new year, 2017, a new opportunity, a new leaf, a turnover, and all these other things that we talk about in New Year's resolutions, which are absolutely good for nothing. All you do is project that you're going to do something that within probably 2 weeks or 2 days you've already messed up. So I don't really look to turning over new leaves or turning over all these other issues and flipping calendars and thinking, oh man, now we are in 2017 and oh, all the struggles that I went through in 2016, I kick them to the curb. And you better be careful what you kick to the curb, because somehow they latch on to you and still go with you. Just turning the calendar over and having a new day of a new year does not change a thing. What you've got to do is want for God to change, but you've got to be a part of the change that He wants to work in your life. And I think an important part of change that happens in our lives, it has to be rooted in the spiritual aspect of our lives. So, yeah, there are pains that we face, and at the name of Jesus, there's salvation for any soul that's lost. I believe the greatest message that the church has today that Jesus saves is still the message of today, deliverance. Because there are people out there, there may be people in here right now that does not know Christ as their personal Savior, and they're lost. I'm going to tell you, the fact is this. You die without Jesus, you're going to hell. Not because I said so, but because God's Word declares that. And you must be born again. That was not put in the Bible as a filler verse. It was put in there as a fact of God's Word. You must be born again. Now, every one of you sitting in this place today have some association with somebody that does not know Christ as their personal Savior. And I'm going to tell you, the greatest thing that can happen in their life in this new year, even today, is to receive the Lord into your life. Oh, what a difference it makes. I'm so glad in the 2nd of February, 1975, the Lord heard the cry of a repentant sinner. His name was Carlton Duck. And God reached out and saved his soul. And my life has not been the same since. at the name of Jesus, see what I'm telling you today, and whatever, and maybe I didn't touch on the miracle need in your life, but whatever it may be today, let me tell you, at the name of Jesus, there's a miracle for you today. Let's go to the Word of God. Join me with Acts chapter 3, or join me today in as we look at these scriptures today, and I pray you'll glean something from God's Word that will be of encouragement to you, starting with verse number 11. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, great wonderings. They were overwhelmed by what had happened to this man. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?" I mean, he's saying, this is not about what we did. This is about the one who did it. You know, they don't possess anything. It's all through Christ that they can do everything. Amen. The God, now listen, this is an important verse, and I'm going to come back to it in a few moments. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified His Son Jesus, whom He delivered up and denied Him in the presence of Pilate when He was determined to let Him go. But ye denied the Holy One. He's speaking here. He's proclaiming the message. These people are saying, "Oh, this is so amazing." He said, "Let me tell you what's amazing. Let me tell you what really happened." He says, "You denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you." You remember when Jesus stood in the court of Pilate and they said, "Release unto us Barabbas and crucify this one named Jesus." The blood of Jesus was on their hands. And so it says, "And kill the Prince of Life, whom God," listen to this, "hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And His name, through faith in His name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by Him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I want that through ignorance that ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all His prophets that Christ should suffer, He hath so fulfilled." Listen to verse 19. He says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. Now, I'm going to tell you something today. There's a false gospel that's in the streets of our city. It's in the confines of the churches, and it's being proclaimed from the pulpits across America, and not only across America, but across the world. This false gospel has become infectious today. It creeps like mold, and it destroys like gangrene. People are being destroyed by false gospel, false ideology, false concepts of God's Word. Folks, you've got to take the whole counsel of God. You can't take bits and pieces. You can't take the Scripture out of context. You've got to take the whole counsel of God. This false gospel, it manifests itself in myriad of ways today. There's multiple ways that it's revealing itself. And that's why the church is so ineffective today. A false gospel that kills and it destroys today. And it poisons the souls of people. And people are believing it hook, line, and sinker. This morning, as I was getting ready, I turned the television on often as I do in the morning, but this morning I flipped over to several of the channels and listened to some of the word that was being preached and some of the false gospel and some of the ideas that were being placed out there before people that potentially thousands or hundreds of thousands or even millions of people are listening to. Some are noted names, some are no names, but the fact of the matter is, if it's a false gospel, it's wrong. And so realizing this, it will manifest and it will destroy the lives of people. False gospel that destroys and really brings people down even deeper into their sin than they're already in.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.